Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India needs to become economically self-reliant in next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by global factors. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal remanded to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in connection with liquor policy scam. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi accuses DMK of failing to safeguard the interests of Tamil Nadu over Kachathivu island issue. IMD forecast enhanced rainfall activity over northeast India till Thursday. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Rajasthan Royals in Mumbai this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by global factors. Speaking at the commemoration ceremony of the 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, in Mumbai today, the Prime Minister said the transformation of the Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the banking sector has become profitable and credit growth has been increasing due to the steps taken by his government and the RBI in the last decade. He said the government infused capital of 3.5 lakh crore rupees in PSU banks for their revival.
हमारी सरकार ने रिकग्निशन रिजोल्यूशन और रिकैपिटलाइजेशन की रणनीति पर काम किया पब्लिक सेक्टर बैंक के हालात सुधारने के लिए सरकार ने करीब 3.5 लाख करोड़ का कैपिटल इन्फ्यूजन किया और साथ ही गवर्नेंस संबंधी कई रिफॉर्म्स भी किए अकेले इनसॉल्वेंसी एंड बैंक्रप्सी कोड की नई व्यवस्था से ही करीब 3.25 लाख करोड़ के लोन्स रिजॉल्व हुए.
He further said the gross non-performing assets or NPAs of public sector banks, which was around 11.25% in 2018, dropped to less than 3% by September last year. Mr. Modi added that the twin balance sheet problem is now a thing of the past, adding that banks are now registering a credit growth of 15%. Addressing the gathering, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, during the pandemic, the RBI adopted and deployed conventional and unconventional range of instruments to provide liquidity, promote growth, and ensuring financial stability. She added that during the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the measures taken by the central bank helped in addressing inflation and the forex market volatility.
RBI, in fact, has been one of the earliest to recognize the non-transient nature of inflation. One of the few central banks, if I may say so, to front-load policy rate hikes in particular. Forex reserve management is also something on which we have this opportune moment to recall the work done by the RBI. Building up reserves, including foreign exchange interventions. In the past few years, India's capacity to manage and also to take care of external imbalances and uncertainties have significantly improved purely because of the professional management of the RBI.
A Delhi court today sent Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. The AAP leader was arrested on the 21st of March by the Enforcement Directorate or ED. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Bavija of the Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after Chief Minister Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his ED custody. Earlier, on the 22nd of last month, the trial court remanded him to 6 days of ED custody, which was further extended by 4 days. The AAP leader has skipped 9 summons issued to him by ED. Aam Aadmi Party leaders Manish Sisodia and Sanjay Singh are also accused in the case and are presently in judicial custody. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticised the DMK over the Kachathivu Island issue, alleging the party did nothing to safeguard the interest of Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi alleged that new details emerging on Kachathivu issue have completely unmasked the DMK's double standards. An agreement was signed between India and Sri Lanka in 1974, under which the island of Kachathivu was given to Sri Lanka by the then Congress government at the centre. Prime Minister Modi was referring to a media report which claimed that the then State Chief Minister M. Karunanidhi was taken into confidence by the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on the issue, and he had given his concurrence to the agreement despite DMK's public posturing against the deal. Mr. Modi alleged that Congress and DMK are family units and they only care that their own sons and daughters rise. He added that their callousness on Kachathivu has harmed the interests of poor fishermen and fisherwomen in particular. Briefing media in New Delhi this morning, Senior BJP leader and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar also hit out at DMK over the issue. He said the ruling party in Tamil Nadu questions handing over Kachathivu to Sri Lanka and claims that the Tamil Nadu government was not consulted at that time, but the fact is that it was kept fully informed. He said both Congress and DMK have approached this matter as though they have no responsibility.
Looking at these two issues, the Kachathivu issue and the fisherman issue, two parties, the Congress and the DMK, have approached this matter as though they have no responsibility for it. As though the situation is for today's central government for them to resolve. There is no history to this. This has just happened. They are the people who are taking up the cause. That is the way they would like to project.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back, you're listening to Midday News. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has censured BJP MP Dilip Ghosh and Congress leader Supriya Srinath for derogatory remarks against women. Strongly condemning the statement made by BJP MP Dilip Ghosh against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, the ECI warned Mr. Ghosh to remain careful in his public utterances as the Model Code of Conduct or MCC is in force. The commission also warned Congress leader Supriya Srinath for her derogatory remarks against BJP Lok Sabha candidate Kangna Ranaut and asked her to remain careful in her public utterances. In its orders, the commission said they made a personal attack and violated the provisions of the Model Code of Conduct. The BJP today knocked the doors of Election Commission over senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's match-fixing allegations on the party with regard to Lok Sabha polls. A BJP delegation led by senior party leader and union minister Hardeep Singh Puri also brought to the notice of the commission Mr. Gandhi's allegations of undermining Indian democracy as well as remarks related to EVM issue. Talking to media after meeting with the poll body in New Delhi, Mr. Puri accused Mr. Rahul Gandhi of doing low-level politics. The meeting of BJP's Election Manifesto Committee is underway at party headquarters in New Delhi. The committee will finalise the party's manifesto for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. It is the first meeting of the 27-member committee headed by senior BJP leader and union minister Rajnath Singh. Senior party leader and union minister Nirmala Sitharaman is the convener, while Piyush Goyal is the co-convener of the panel. Meanwhile, Congress's Central Election Committee is also meeting in New Delhi to decide the names of the candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Telangana. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Senior Party Leader Sonia Gandhi, Telangana Chief Minister Revanta Reddy and others are present in the meeting. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Muzaffarnagar seat in Uttar Pradesh. Polling in Uttar Pradesh will be held in all seven phases, starting from the 19th of this month. The state has a total of 80 Lok Sabha constituencies. Eight constituencies will be covered in the first phase. These include the high-profile seat of Muzaffarnagar, from where BJP has fielded two-time MP and Union Minister Dr. Sanjeev Walian, former MP Harendra Malik of Samajwadi Party, and Bahujan Samaj Party's Dara Singh Prajapati are the two other candidates in the fray. Eight independent candidates are also contesting the elections from the constituency. Here is a report from our correspondent.
Muzaffarnagar Lok Sabha constituency consists of 5 assembly seats. These include 4 assembly constituencies of Muzaffarnagar district, Budhana, Charthawal, Khatauli and Muzaffarnagar, while Sardhana is an assembly constituency of Meerut district. The number of voters in Muzaffarnagar Lok Sabha seat is 18,10,628. BJP has declared Union Minister of State Dr. Sanjeev Balyan as its candidate for the third consecutive time. He had won this seat in 2014 and 2019 also. In 2019, there was a direct contest between RLD's Chaudhary Ajit Singh and Sanjeev Balyan. Samajwadi Party, BSP and Congress had given their support to Ajit Singh in those elections. That time, Sanjeev Balyan managed to win this seat by 6,526 votes in a tough contest against Chaudhary Ajit Singh. This time, Rashtriya Lok Dal has come together with BJP. In 2019, 10 candidates were in the fray for the Lok Sabha seat and this time, 11 candidates are in the fray at Muzaffarnagar Lok Sabha seat. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Gorakhpur.
The oil marketing companies have reduced the prices of 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinders across the country. The revised reduction in prices ranges from 30 to 32 rupees in different cities. In Delhi, a commercial cylinder will now cost around 1,764 rupees, which was earlier 1,795 rupees. Likewise, a commercial cylinder will cost 1,879 rupees in Kolkata, 1,717 in Mumbai and 1,930 rupees in Chennai. In Chhattisgarh, a Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Bastar division today. The exchange of fire took place during the search operation by a joint team of Cobra Battalion and District Reserve Guard. Sukma SP Kiran Chauhan said, arms and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla has warned of the security threats arising from new technologies in today's times. Addressing a gathering on the occasion of the 38th Raising Day of the Bureau of Civil Aviation Services or BCAS in New Delhi today, Mr. Bhalla said that now new technologies such as artificial intelligence or AI, global positioning system GPS jamming, drones and cyber threats are creating more trouble. He emphasized the need for collective efforts to ensure security and directed BCAS to stay updated with new technologies. Senior Information Service Officer Shefali B. Sharan today took over the charge of Principal Director General of Press Information Bureau. A 1990 batch IIS officer, Ms. Sharan assumed the charge following the superannuation of Manish Desai. Earlier, Ms. Sharan had served in the Election Commission and the Finance Ministry. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast enhanced rainfall and thunderstorm activity over northeast India till Thursday. Heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely to occur over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department also forecasts that 2 western disturbances are likely to affect the Himalayan region till the 5th of this month. Under its influence, isolated to scattered rainfall or snowfall with thunderstorms and lightning are very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till the 6th of April, whereas parts of Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh are to witness light rainfall till the 5th of April. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last evening, Delhi Capitals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 20 runs in Vishakhapatnam. Opting to bat first, Delhi Capitals posted 191 for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. David Warner was the top scorer for Delhi with 52 runs, followed by skipper Rishabh Pant with 51 runs. For Chennai, Mathisha Pathirana scabbed 3 wickets. In reply, Chennai Super Kings failed to achieve the target, scoring 171 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by global factors. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal remanded to judicial custody till 15th of this month in connection with liquor policy scam. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi accuses DMK of failing to safeguard the interest of Tamil Nadu over Kachathivu island issue. IMD forecast enhanced rainfall activity over northeast India till Thursday. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Rajasthan Royals in Mumbai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.